This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 18. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. It says there, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." End of quote. You can acquire education and knowledge from schools and colleges. However, wisdom is different. It is a quality of good judgment, the ability to distinguish good and bad, the ability to choose a good path out of various options available. Wisdom gives the capacity to use your acquired knowledge in the right way. Beloved, do you know the high value of wisdom? Listen, Bible says in Proverbs 3:15, "Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her." Proverbs 16:16 says, "How much better to get wisdom than gold. To get understanding is more desirable than silver." End of quote. Proverbs 4:6-8 says this, "Wisdom will protect you. Wisdom will guard you. It will make you great and honor you." You see, people spend huge expenses on education, knowledge, and skills. However, without wisdom, education and knowledge and skill sets do not have any lasting values, do they? Because he can spend money on education and knowledge, and that's all good. However, without the proper wisdom and discernment, it won't make much value. Therefore, the million-dollar question is this: where do you get such precious and much valuable wisdom? Beloved, there are many sources for acquiring knowledge and education. There is only one source for getting wisdom. James 1:5, our today's insight, says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." There is no other source. God is the source of all wisdom. If you think you lack wisdom, I believe we all do lack wisdom, right? What should we do? We should ask God. What happens when we ask God for wisdom? He gives generously to all without finding any fault on us, and it will be given to you. You see, foolishness and unwise talk, actions, and judgments are the norms of our days today. Don't you agree? All these foolish decisions and judgments are the result of abandoning God and His eternal word from our culture, schools, and colleges. Solomon, the king of Israel, is the wisest man ever lived on the face of this earth. And you can read his wisdom literature in the book of Proverbs in the pages of the Bible. How did he get such vast wisdom? This is how he got it. When his father David died, he became king in the nation Israel as a little child. He went to God in prayer and said, "I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" End of quote. You see, he could have asked for wealth, power, long life, or death of his enemies. However, he wanted wisdom and discernment above all. God liked that prayer and granted wisdom and discerning heart for him, so that there will never have been anyone like him, nor will there ever be either. God gave him wealth and honor also because he asked for wisdom and discerning heart above all others. Beloved, if you ask God for wisdom, he would not turn that request down for any reason. Our insight confirms God's promise. You need the wisdom to choose the right track of education, don't you? You need the wisdom to choose the right career, spouse. You see, life has a lot of choices. Some are good and others are bad. But how do we know which one is good and which one is bad? You need wisdom and discernment, and it is a gift of God when you seek Him in prayer. Beloved, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 says this, "Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." And then in verse 30 says, "Christ has become for us wisdom from God." You see, it says there, Jesus Christ and the gospel message of the cross of Christ is foolishness to those who would perish eventually anyway. But to those who are being saved, It is the power of God. Solomon was the wisest person ever lived on this earth. However, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the source of all wisdom. Our insight admonishes us to do two things. If you lack wisdom, you must ask God. He will give you generously without blaming or accusing you. The Word of God affirms it will be given to those who ask. Secondly, the source of all wisdom is a person, and it is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you have Jesus in your life, you are wiser than your friends, family, acquaintances, and even teachers. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I do not know what to choose. I do need wisdom and discernment. And you promised if I lack wisdom, I can ask you, and you would give generously without finding fault with me. You said it will be given to you. Lord, I claim that promise. I need wisdom and discernment in making decisions. Please grant me as I pray to you. I also know Jesus is the power and wisdom of God. I know you sent your Son Jesus to this world, and he died and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me and purifies me today. Please come into my life and save me. Please forgive my sins and accept me as your child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.